9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning in January. A conference room. A voice vote. No reporters in the room. And with that, Lexington committed itself to one of the biggest line items in the budget the council just passed.
Here's the line in one sentence. For every dollar Lexington pays a police officer or firefighter in salary this year, it pays another 51 cents into their pension fund.
51.24 cents, to be exact. Call it $52.5 million. And the last time a reporter took a hard look at this fund was 2018. From the Lexington Times, this is Town Branch, the stories running under Lexington. I'm Kay.
And I'm Pete.
Okay. Pensions make people's eyes glaze, so let's do this in plain English. Lexington is the only city in Kentucky that still runs its own closed police and fire pension fund. Everyone else folded into the state system.
And a pension fund is really just two numbers, what it has and what it owes. Lexington's fund has a little over $1 billion. It owes, in benefits already promised, about $1.4 billion. Divide one by the other and you get the funded ratio. 72.5%.
Which leaves a gap of $386 million in change. That's the unfunded liability, the whole.
Now break that 51 cents apart, because this is the part nobody says out loud. Only about 16 cents pays for the benefits today's officers and firefighters are earning right now. Around 35 cents, two-thirds of the whole contribution, is debt service on promises made decades ago.
It's a mortgage. The city is 18 years from paying off a mortgage on its own past. So is the fund in trouble? Because I can hear listeners assuming the worst.
Honestly, no. And getting this right matters. The fund was about 72% funded in 2017, and it's 72.5% now. The ratio has barely moved in 8 years, while the dollar hole grew almost 50%. That sounds damning, but part of the growth is the fund being more honest with itself. It lowered its assumed investment return from 8% to 7%, which makes the same promises look more expensive on paper.
And compare it to the neighbors. The state's hazardous duty plan, where every other Kentucky city's police and fire sit, is 57% funded. Lexington pays a higher rate than those cities precisely because it put itself on an aggressive 18-year payoff schedule instead of stretching the debt out forever.
The actuary's own word for the funding policy was solid. So the story here isn't insolvency. The story is who's been carrying the cost of the fix and who decides what happens next in rooms nobody attends. Start with who carried it. In 2013, the state legislature cut retirees' cost of living raises to capped tiers, 1%, 1.5%, or 2% a year, depending on the retiree. Those caps stay until the fund hits 85% funded. It has never gotten there.
Two retirees sued over that, and in 2016, a federal appeals court said the cuts were legal. No vested right to the old formula. The cap stood.
And at that January meeting, during public comment, a retiree representative stood up and did the arithmetic out loud against inflation, which was then 2.7%. 201 retirees get a 2% raise. Every one of them lost ground. 880 get 1.5%. 249 get 1%. About 1,300 people, all going backward. His words, our retirees are losing money every single month.
And since that meeting, inflation went up, not down. The May number was 4.2%, a 3-year high. Those caps bite harder every month. Which brings us to the strange part. While retirees lose ground, there's a serious push to make the benefits more generous.
A board subcommittee has been studying a menu. Let officers retire at 20 years instead of 25. Raise the pension multiplier. Restore bigger cost of living raises. Add a deferred retirement program on the fire side.
And the reason isn't greed, it's recruiting. At one meeting, the police side said it plainly. We're 129 sworn officers short. A 20-year pension is the carrot. New York restored a 20-year police retirement last year for exactly the same reason.
But every item on that menu has a price. A rule of thumb from the subcommittee? Each percentage point of cost of living raise costs about $1 million a year. A one-time 13th check for retirees, $7.5 million.
And the city finance side is openly skeptical. When someone asked what would make him more comfortable with the numbers, his answer was two words: being trusted. He pointed out the hole is $120 million deeper than when the city started paying extra, and warned, if you keep adding to the ocean, you'll never pay it off.
The other side's answer, from a different meeting, deserves airtime too. Our funding ratio is great, contrary to what anybody would believe. Having an unfunded liability does not make you a bad person.
So who actually decides? Not the board and not the city. Every one of these benefits is written into state law. The board can study and recommend, but only the General Assembly in Frankfurt can change a multiplier, a retirement age, or a cost of living formula.
There's no bill this year. The target is the 2027 session, which means the next 18 months of subcommittee meetings, the 9 a.m. no reporters kind, are where the real decisions take shape.
What should happen is pretty simple. Price every scenario in the open. Pair any sweetener with a funding source. And somebody, us for starters, should be sitting in that room.
$52.5 million a year. And the most contested question in city government is happening at a meeting most people don't know exists.
That's Town Branch. The full commentary, the meeting recordings, and the court opinion are all linked in the show notes with timestamps.
Town Branch is produced by the Lexington Times. Our voices are synthetic, and our scripts are drafted with AI from Lexington Times reporting and the public record, then fact-checked before air. Find every source at feeds.lexingtonky.news/podcast. We'll see you down the creek.